This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA.
I'm DeForest reporting a step toward normality in San Bernardino. Thousands of government workers in Bernardino, California, went back to work Monday, just days after a married couple opened fire on an office holiday party, killing 14 people and wounding one. Local officials said there would be increased security in the area. In a revised address from the Oval Office late Sunday, President Barack Obama said the two killers had gone what he called the dark path of radicalization. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Monday that the Justice Department will investigate the Chicago Police Department.
The Department of Justice has opened an investigation into whether the Chicago Police Department has engaged in a pattern or practice of violating the Constitution or federal law.
That probe follows the recent release of a video of a police shooting incident that occurred in 2014. The video shows a black suspect being shot by a police officer in the coastal town of Barawe in Somalia's Lower Chebel region. Election officials in Venezuela say the opposition has won control of the country's legislature, delivering a defeat to the ruling Socialist Party. Authorities' position, with some districts yet to be counted, won 99 of the 167 seats in the National Assembly. The Socialist Party won only 40. The results are a major setback for the long-dominant socialists who have led the country for 16 years. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden says $190 million in new U.S. aid to Ukraine will help the country implement reforms and fight corruption. The vice president's Kiev on Monday during a joint briefing with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. The briefing followed talks between the two leaders. Latvia's prime minister handed in her resignation. Laimduot Strojuma said she is stepping down after 2 years in office because, as she put it, new ideas are needed. Her resignation follows infighting within her center-right ruling coalition. Turkey is refusing to forces deployed to Iraq. Dorian Jones reports.
Iraq has threatened to take Turkey to the United Nations Security Council if Ankara fails to remove recently deployed soldiers and armor. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu has ruled out any withdrawal. He said it's Turkey's duty to provide security for the soldiers involved training there. Hundreds of soldiers, backed by 20 tanks, were sent to Iraq to bolster defense Turkish forces, training Iraqi troops planning to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A UN envoy says talks to end more than a year of violence in Yemen will begin November 15th. Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said the exiled government and Houthi rebels have committed to participate in negotiations in Switzerland next week. Loyalists of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh are also expected to attend the meeting. The U.S. military says recent airstrikes have killed two militant leaders in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis said a December 2nd airstrike in Somalia killed Abdirahim Sandhari, a senior leader of the group Al-Shabaab, and two of his associates. The Pentagon also said the U.S. has confirmed that an airstrike last month killed Abul Nabil. He was head of the Islamic State militant group in Libya. The United Nations has made its biggest ever humanitarian appeal to deal with a growing number of crises around the world. The UN and affiliated agencies are seeking $20.1 billion in funding to help some 87 million people in 37 different regions and countries next year. Monday is the 74th anniversary of the Japanese attack on the U.S. Navy base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. In 1981, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt declared the December 7th attack as a date that will live in infamy, with the U.S. declaring war on Japan a day later, then entering World War II. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here. VOA 1.
We come into this.